Joining me, the incident controller, Mark Cattell. Of course, a lot of flooding happening right along the Murray, and a lot of works happening along the Murray. Good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
I am very, very well. Yourself, you'd be sort of busy, run off your feet.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a new crew in today. We had a changeover of the incident control center today with a new crew coming in, and we're getting on with the work that's been started the last 2 weeks. So we're pretty full up with plenty of opportunities and plenty of work to do. Our sandbagging and levee developing and systems around the place have been ongoing, and they'll continue for the next week or so as well.
Now, the river levels, what are they looking like?
Yeah, at this stage we're still predicting the level to as we were a couple of weeks ago. And we're still expecting that 38.6. We're still looking at about early December reaching that level. So we've still got a couple of weeks to go there. But we've hit minor, and we expected we're going to exceed moderate around the 19th or 20th of November, so later this week.
Yep, okay. And you said about the levee works and the sandbagging. Of course, levee works, there's plenty of them going on, it seems, isn't there, around the region?
Yeah, absolutely. It's been important to get some work done on those old levees down around Ranfurly Way, around the old brickworks site and the wetlands down there, around the wastewater treatment plants, just so that we can protect all that infrastructure and businesses and as well as community around those areas.
Now, of course, there'll be more levee works to come, undoubtedly, but some of those levees, they date back to 1956, I would think.
Yeah, absolutely, and unfortunately not a lot of work's been done in the meantime. It's always a bit of a challenge when there's not a lot of water around, that they're a bit hidden.
Look, you're on the ground just running with it and getting the work done as needed, but keeping the community informed is a big part of it as well, and just off air, we were talking about some information packs going out very, very soon.
Yeah, we've got our CLOs running around the Ranfurly Way area, talking to the community out that way and dropping off some information packs, giving them an understanding of what we're doing there and why we're doing it and what the impacts will be.
Very, very good. Now, look, when it comes to sandbags as well, because we did mention that a little bit earlier, people screaming out for sandbags, undoubtedly. Some more information about possibly being able to collect those?
Yeah, we'll have some details coming in the next couple of days about where we'll open up some additional areas. That'll be on the normal websites, including the SES website, so that we can let people know where and when they can be picking them up. There will be some evenings when people will be able to pick them up at in near the SES unit in town here. But we'll certainly keep an eye out and certainly look for where you can get those sandbags.
Well, we'll stay in contact and we'll keep that information flowing through. Look, those websites, mildura.vic.gov.au/community flood updates and advice, and sesnewsouthwales.gov.au, of course, the other side of the river as well. Look, thank you very much for your time, and we will possibly be talking again, but a lot of things happening and a lot of things happening in a short time, of course.
Absolutely, and we really need to keep ourselves informed about what's going on and keep an eye on those websites and all those social media sites where you can see what's happening. And the main thing is, if you are travelling, don't drive through floodwater. The decision to drive through floodwater might be the last decision you make. And it only takes 15 centimetres to float, and we're going to see that sort of water around the place in the next couple of weeks.